Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Yeah, the end of the week. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin, of course, with Premier League action, where Steven Gerrard, no one really knows, Aston Villa, lost to Fulham at Craven Cottage. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
And some serious questions now to be answered by Steven Gerrard, who is literally clinging to his job after this one. Fulham 3, Aston Villa 0.
No, listen, it's not a case of putting it behind me. I've got owners, I've got bosses, I'm sure they're talking about my situation, about our situation now. They do after every game. That's out of my control. But one thing's for sure, I'll never give up. It's not in my DNA. You guys have known me for a long time. I respect and I'm always as honest as I can. I'm feeling it right now. But I certainly won't be stepping aside and we'll see what happens.
Talk Sport breaking news.
Breaking news, some huge news. Steven Gerrard has left Aston Villa Football Club with immediate effect. We are getting the news coming through right now and I can see the statement here. Aston Villa Football Club can confirm that head coach Steven Gerrard has left the club with immediate effect. A club spokesman has said, "We would like to thank Steven for his hard work and commitment and wish him well for the future."
I think it was the right decision, but if you look back at it, since Gerrard's been in the club, there's not been an improvement. I think what frustrated the fans as well was selling a lot of our wingers, not replacing them, using the tactics of the fullbacks to get the width and put crosses in. But Matty Cash, I can't remember the last time he's found a bit of player from across. So the tactics weren't working. Coutinho letting down his big signing, you know, and players haven't performed for him. So yes, Gerrard was not working, but I do think that the players have got to take some criticism as well.
Hello, lads. How you doing?
Yeah, right. Good. Your manager's gone. He's done. Just kind of...
Is that a laugh?
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, a little chuckle. Is this softening the blow?
Been to the game tonight, right, and it's just been proper flat. We played Rennes pre-season, right, and even then, I went to that away, good little weekender away, pre-season, and everything was, this season's going to be fantastic. And even then, like, Mings wasn't even in the squad. As soon as the game finished, Ings went straight down the tunnel, didn't even come out to see the fans. And then even at that point, I was just like, things are not right. And then basically, ever since then, everything's just been going downhill.
We've got a little thing here from Alex Crook, the TalkSport transfer guru. Aston Villa are admirers of Brentford manager Thomas Frank. Villa are looking for a new manager after sacking Steven Gerrard. And former Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino is another ambitious target, but is believed he would take a lot of persuading to accept the job.
His favourite.
Who?
His favourite.
Well, yeah, but that's... Well,
straight away,
yeah,
but 1-2 okay. On. Unai Emery,
does
number
a favourite
two.
Always win, Daz?
Unai Emery, number two. Number Go three, on. Michael Beale.
You know, I know a few people at Aston Villa, yeah. and had discussions about it and things that going on behind the scenes. And Michael Beale was a fantastic coach. When Steven Gerrard lost him,
course,
was yeah. Gutted, and it changed the dressing room and changed the dynamics of the football club, and it's changed Gerrard. Now, look, it's a kick in the teeth for Gerrard if Aston Villa then go and approach Michael Beale, but he's flying at QPR.
With respect to QPR and respect to Beale and stuff like that, QPR to Villa, it's a big jump.
Mickey Beale joined QPR, and I'm not saying I want Mickey Beale to set the Villa job, but he must have had a massive influence over that Villa team, Jay, to go from where we was last year when we were piling pressure on teams to where we are now.
He was one half of a duo with Mick Beale. And it all fell apart when Mick Beale left.
It's finished. Leicester 2, Leeds 0. Leicester off the bottom, only their second win of the season and a third clean sheet in four. Some of the pressure eased on Brendan Rodgers, but they remain in the relegation zone.
Yeah, very good performance. Players played how we wanted them to. You know, Leeds have shown all season that they're very good and they're pressing, and I thought we played through that pressure really well. And then from our perspective, you know, we had to really fight. You've got to really compete with Leeds, and I thought we, from the first minute, we never stopped running, and the players got their rewards for that. So, yeah, absolutely delighted.
Some boos from the Leeds fans for their performance tonight. Seven now without a league win. Leeds are fifth bottom, just a point clear of the Foxes.
Jesse Marsh is here. What went wrong for Leeds tonight?
It was a good start in the match. We had control, and then we lost the ball in the middle, and we're down 1-0 on an own goal. And even at 1-0, we're pushing, and we hit the crossbar. We're on top of the match. And then the next, it's almost felt like the first two times down the pitch, and then we're down 2-0. So we're not defending well enough in the box, and we're not attacking well enough in the other box, and that's costing us right now.
Your fans make a lot of noise. They get behind the team, but they weren't exactly positive at some of the substitutions, and they were pretty negative at the end of the game. What did you make of their reaction tonight, and what would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, we're disappointed in general. I heard them, for the first time ever, I've heard them saying Marcelo Bielsa's name. I understand they have a right to support the club however they want. All I can say is the group that's here now is giving everything they have to the fans, to the club, to trying to be successful, to finding a way. I feel like we're close. I do. But we've got to find ways to reward ourselves in moments where we're doing okay. So away from home, it's also not good enough. So we've got to figure that out. But big match on Sunday. We need all those positive support when we get back to Ellen Road. And we need to save our season a little bit on Sunday.
On now to the Europa League action, where Mikel Arteta's Arsenal beat Ruud van Nistelrooy's PSV.
Yeah, it's finished. Arsenal 1, PSV 0. Arsenal qualify for the knockout rounds of the Europa League with a comfortable win here at the Emirates, and they extend their lead at the top of Group A2.
We are qualified, so that's the first step, so really pleased for doing that. Now we want to achieve the second one, which is to finish first in the group, because we know the difference that's going to make in terms of the games that you have to play and against two. And that's still something that we have to do. But in general, really pleased with the performance, with what the boys shown. And we had some really dominant and good moments in the game. But we lacked a little bit in the final third, in the final action, especially inside the box, to put more shots on target and score more goals, I think.
Now, on December the 3rd, TalkSport will be bringing you live and exclusive radio commentary of Tyson Fury against Derek Chisora. Wait, will it be free? Because Tyson Fury said that his next fight is going to be free. No, it won't be. Oh, he must be getting half a billy, because he said he'll only fight again for half a billy. Remember when he went billy? Yeah, no, that's not true either. Anyway, it's a trilogy for the WBC World Heavyweight title.
I thought he'd retired, though. He's come out of retirement.
Yeah, no, he'd come out of retirement.
Yeah, but then he retired again, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's come out of retirement.
Right, can we believe anything he says?
Well, make your own mind up. Anyway, let's hear from both fighters, shall we? Starting with the Gypsy King himself.
Yeah, I bet it's not even him, you dosser.
Having 4 months of retirement, I know it's not for me. And you could ask me today, do you, what goals you have in boxing? I don't have any goals. There's no goals for me in boxing anymore. I'm doing this because it's the only thing I know, and it's what makes me tick. And I'm hoping that there's a doctor out there somewhere that can help me let go of this thing. Because at the minute, I've got this bull by the horns, and I'm taking the bull for a joyride.
And that is the key for the referee to call the fight over. Medieval uppercut from Tyson Fury.
It's heavyweight boxing. You only need one punch in the face, it's all over. I would never underestimate somebody like Derek Chisora. He has been in there with the best of this era and the previous one. And he's come up short quite a few times. However, he has got some good wins on his record as well.
You know, the same way he went to LA and Vegas twice, he went there, physically took what was Deontay Wilder and made it his. You know, so this is exactly what I want to do. I want to come to Tottenham and physically take what's his and make mine.
I picked Chisora after all this rubbish. I tried to with the USEC job. They didn't want no smoke until next year. I tried with the second best Joshua. He doesn't want no smoke in a million years. Wilder was fighting Alenius after his year off. I just destroyed him. So I'm thinking, who am I going to fight who people know, who we know is going to give a good fight and a good account of himself, and he does exactly what it says on the tin. So I can only think of, oh, Derek Chisora. And the fact that he bet against me against all of his little pals in the boxing, and you know, we have a history and we've already had a couple of good fights.
Now, after Cristiano Ronaldo walked down the tunnel before the end of the game against Spurs, Gabby Agbonlahor labelled CR7 a spoiled brat. We'll hear from Darren Bent and a United fan, club legend Brian Robson. But first up, here's Gabby.
Ronaldo is a sport brat. Let's be honest, he's 37, had the best career, probably one of the best players to ever play the game. Your team that you're meant to love, Manchester United, you know, have played their best football that they've played in years.
To be fair, I have a lot of sympathy for him. I know a lot of people are saying it is a slap in Ten Hag's face, it's disrespectful to the club, etc. But for me, the way I see it is, you've got one of the greatest goal scorers that's ever played the game on the bench. You're playing Tottenham, you're absolutely hammering them. You're winning 2-0, you're winning the game comfortably. And then he sees Anthony Elanga come on ahead of him in 10, 15 minutes to go. So for me, I feel like that's disrespectful towards Cristiano.
Manchester United have confirmed Cristiano Ronaldo won't be part of the squad that travels to Chelsea at the weekend. Boss Erik ten Hag said he'd deal with Ronaldo after he walked down the tunnel and left Old Trafford.
You know, the manager will sort that out. He's strong enough, he's disciplined, and everything he's done so far at the club, I think, has been pretty good. For me, he'll look after that. And I'd much sooner talk about the performance of the team and not one individual, no matter how good he is. One player never makes a club.
Ronaldo a little bit frustrated though, Adrian. He's walked down the tunnel after not being called upon by Erik ten Hag tonight.
What he did last night, I thought was really disrespectful to his teammates.
Yep.
I thought he let himself down. I think the club, who are trying to go in the right direction, Erik ten Hag's doing, I think, doing a really good job. Their performance of the season, and it's been overshadowed because Ronaldo was as upset because he didn't come on. I think
it was like a spoilt brat.
Like a spoilt brat. So yeah. For me, I don't think there's no way back for him. Yet we now agree he's one of the best to ever do it. But we're talking about the here and now. And right now, what he did last night,
yeah.
He didn't set an example for the younger players in that Manchester United squad. His attitude was all wrong last night. It was all about himself, and he forgot about his teammates who'd put the effort in to get that result against Tottenham. Yeah. Not even celebrate with his teammates.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Tyson Fury.
Has he retired again yet?
No. Still not retired. With a TalkSport exclusive, speaking to former Palace owner Simon Jordan, revealing he wants to buy his local club, Morecambe FC.
Yeah, for half a billy.
That doesn't even mean anything.
Quick question.
Go on.
I'm thinking about buying Morecambe Football Club. They're in League One at the moment.
Mate.
They're in League One.
Well,
there's
a man to ask.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I was thinking that I invest X amount of millions in them.
Invest? You mean throw it at them?
Yeah, throw it
invest
at them.
Invest is the wrong terminology,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, but basically throw it at them.
Get some and keep them going up. Yeah.
So that you're being serious. You want to buy Morecambe?
I'm really
Morecambe Town
about
Football
it.
Club.
I've been offered to buy Morecambe Football Club. I own all the training facilities anyway in the training gym. So you know, who knows? You might be looking at a
football owner,
a football club.
Do you know
owner.
How to make a small fortune in football?
start off with a bigger one.
There it is.
It's the same as there being a boxing promoter.
Absolutely.
Olin Markham is rejoicing at that news. Tyson Fury telling us live and exclusively in Talk Sport that he quite fancies buying Markham Town Football Club. Well, you get in a huddle with this man. He'll put you right.
I know that he's had a lot of experience, so I'm going to be calling him for the tips.
Tyson Fury with us live on Talk Sport.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Oh, a bit of paper just handed to me. Tyson Fury has retired. Well, so that fight looks like it's off. Oh, hold on, another bit of paper. Oh, he's not. He's come back out retiring. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above, we'll be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.